Thank you, Edward. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. The county's bus drivers plug a shortage. The city's first cat cafe is already a huge success. And the county council is accused of leaving grass verges uncut all year.
Norfolk County Council has been accused of neglecting some city streets, but leaders say they have asked their contractors to tackle missed areas. The Conservative-led council scaled back cuts in recent years to save money and encourage biodiversity, but confirmed in the summer that unusual weather had triggered higher than normal grass growth. Graham Plant, the County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said the fourth and final urban grass cut of the year started last month. He said, "I'm sorry to hear of the amount of litter within the grass verges in the city, but it is worth highlighting that litter picking is the responsibility of the City Council. The local highways team has been working with our contractor to ensure grass verges within the agreed highway boundary area are cut. Where locations have been missed, and they are within the County Council's areas of responsibility, they have been highlighted to the contractor to remedy."
A crash in a revamped city centre road was only a matter of time, according to a man living close to where a cyclist was injured. Police were called to a collision between a car and a bike in Ipswich Road near City College, which left a cyclist hospitalised with a head injury. It follows work carried out in August this year, which saw cycle lanes installed, as well as double yellow lines and parking bays. In September, police were also called to reports of a two-vehicle crash outside City College, which left a biker with serious injuries. Robin Barker lives nearby in Cecil Road and drove past shortly after the crash. The 46-year-old said, "It was only a matter of time before an accident happened. As both a motorist and a cyclist, it's so dangerous now."
The city's first cat cafe has had feline fans purring since it opened its doors. The Cat House in Dereham Road opened 2 months ago and has sold out every lounge session since it opened. The business had been 2 years in the making, and so owner Sarah Price is still experiencing pinch-me moments every day as she stands back and sees her dream come to life. She said, "We have 20 people in each lounging session, and since opening in August, every single session has been sold out. Busiest days have proven to be the weekend, so Sarah said folk need to book in advance if they are hoping to attend at the weekend. And people can even book out the entire venue for private sessions." Following her success, Sarah is working on her biggest feline project to date. She said, "I'm organising a cat symposium where for 1 week every September we turn Norwich into a cat lover's dream. There will be workshops, events and performances, including a circus show in a big top tent, where all performers are dressed as different breeds of cats. Sarah is currently looking for city businesses, artists, event organisers, theatre venues and promoters to get in touch to be involved in next year's first instalment."
A popular independent bookshop, bailed out with the help of a Hollywood superstar a year ago, says times are still tough, despite raising more than £20,000. In October last year, Gladiator star Russell Crowe proved himself a hero after he forked out £5,000 to help secure the future of Bookbugs and Dragon Tales in Timberhill, along with 498 other kind folk. In total, £22,480 was raised in a mere 28 days, and even got the couple an appearance on Australian panel show Have You Been Paying Attention? However, Leanne Frid, manager of the shop and co-owner with her husband, Danfried, reiterated the money raised was to provide breathing space and that the situation continues to be difficult. Running the business will never be easy. Even with the ongoing struggles, Leanne remains optimistic for the future. Book Bugs and Dragon Tales will always exist in some form in Norwich, one way or another, while I'm still here, she added.
A shortage of bus drivers in Norwich has prompted bosses at first to take the unusual step of paying for drivers from Essex to stay in city hotels to keep services running. At a time when millions of pounds has been spent revamping the streets so buses can run more efficiently, First East bosses are having to rely on drivers from almost 100 miles away. A shortage of local drivers means the company has temporarily deployed staff from Essex to plug gaps while it retrains new recruits to get behind the wheel of its fleet of vehicles. And that is coming at extra costs to the company, because First is paying for the Essex drivers to stay in city hotels while they are working in Norwich. The company has not revealed how many drivers from Essex are currently working in Norwich. But Norfolk County Council has been spending millions of pounds on changes to Norwich roads, using £32 million from the government's Transforming Cities Fund. 17 new electric buses are also due to start running in Norwich soon, as part of a multi-million pound investment in greener vehicles. First has invested £22.5 million into the new fleet, while the council secured a further £14.7 million from the government's Zero Emission Bus Regional Area Scheme.
That's all from Ruth and me. Now it's over to John Francis and Elaine Smith for the next part of Chatterbox.